Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
On Wednesday, the city of Saldanha held their 64th annual Chamber of Commerce Award celebration to give out awards to stellar people of the community. Jerry Herring, the president for the board of directors, opened up the luncheon by thanking everyone for attending the event and showed a PowerPoint presentation about all the big things that the chamber had this year. Afterwards, Ryan Kapp began to start announcing some of the members of the community that helped support the chambers with their events. Then it was time to hand out some awards. The winner of the President's Award moved to Saldanha from the Philippines in 2009 and started cooking when she got here. This business has been present at the Wednesday Markets, the Kenai Saldanha Sport, Rec, and Trade Show, among other events.
Our recipient is always first to respond to the Chamber's volunteers' needed plea. Not only does she volunteer her time and talents to help with the Chamber's pie auction behind the scenes, but also through her generous in-kind donations year after year that support our educational program and our 11 Amp music series. She not only helps the Chamber, but our community.
Rocky Hawkins from Walk and Roll was awarded the President's Award. Since Rocky was visiting family in the Philippines,
her husband Larry accepted the award on her behalf.
The next award was for commitment to customer service. This person was said to have a natural knack for customer service and had a natural ability to make people feel welcome. This business was inspired by the individual's love for the coffee shop world and grew up surrounded by women in business.
They're always looking for the next thing when it comes to their business. In a town saturated with diverse coffee options, Allen Sisters Coffee has found great success while serving a dedicated clientele. Manager and sister Hallie, Allen's commitment to customer service is reflected through the warm hospitality of their well-trained staff and the unwavering consistency of their delicious drinks.
Ashton Calloway with Allen Sisters Coffee was the winner for the 2023 Commitment to Customer Service Award. To learn more about all the awards given out, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A Saldanha police sergeant graduates from the FBI Academy. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Sergeant Tobin Brennan of the Saldanha Police Department recently graduated as a member of the 288th session of the FBI National Academy. He is one of a select few officers in department history to complete this prestigious program.
It's a huge honor to be selected to be able to go. Just the fact that my department was willing to let me do that. I mean, we're shorthanded, and me being gone is a burden on the department. And so I took that real serious when I was there, understanding the sacrifice of the guys and gals that I work with to have to kind of fill my shifts and fill my role while I was there.
Four times each year, the FBI National Academy hosts police officers from around the country for an 11-week program which covers advanced communication, leadership, and fitness training. Participants must have proven records as professionals within their agencies, as well as a recommendation from their department chief to attend. This means attendees are joined by the highest class of officers from around the country, an experience Brennan found very enriching.
The ability to be in rooms with leaders from all over our country, chiefs of police, lieutenants, captains, inspectors, and just to be able to learn from them.
In all, Brennan says he is eager to get back to work and apply what he learned.
It made me feel like I know that we're doing things really well at my department based on a lot of the people that I was talking to, but that we can do better, and you know that I can be part of helping to bring about that change is a responsibility I don't take lightly.
Sergeant Brennan was one of two Alaskan officers selected to attend the most recent session of the Academy, which hosted 198 law enforcement officers from 24 countries, four military organizations, and six federal civilian organizations. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Friday.